of the Hladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. Mahabhava swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani Sarvagunakhani Krishna Kanta Siromani. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The unadulterated action of the Hladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Braja. And Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Hladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of God is bhava, or transcendental sentiment. And the highest pitch of that bhava is called mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmoy Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakatamayam Dadati Svapatam Tikam. We are celebrating Sri Radhashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, who is explained in these verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the Hladini Shakti, or the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes into very great detail into the scientific, philosophical principles which are required to understand, to really pursue the path of bhakti with proper intelligence. Radha and Krishna are one personality. Krishna is the absolute truth. He is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartita iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. He declares in Gita that all spiritual material worlds, everything that exists, is emanating from Him. And the wise who know this perfectly worship Me with all of their hearts, with great devotion. How to worship Krishna with all our hearts? Krishna only experiences pleasure through the potency of love. No amount of cultivation of knowledge, no amount of giving in charity, no amount of performance of great tapasya will give Krishna pleasure. We may get material rewards from these processes, but we will never give satisfaction to Krishna. Krishna only takes pleasure in the offering of devotion. So what is devotion? If we want to understand properly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives us the real secret. Krishna is Rasaraj. He is the supreme enjoyer, and his existence is simply for the purpose of the enjoyment of love. And Krishna is so great, he is so supreme in his all-powerful, all-pervading nature. And this nature is emanating from his divine personality. So what kind of love is so great that can give pleasure to such a great recipient of love? Krishna expands himself. Not exactly expands. Because when we talk about expansions, like the Vishnu Tattvas, they are altogether different. Because they do not have the full potency and full energies of Krishna himself. But let us say that Krishna separates himself into two forms. Radharani is that form who is the embodiment of all devotion, the embodiment of all love. In fact, she is the embodiment of all power to give pleasure to Krishna. All bhakti rests in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we should understand that the loving relationships between Radha and Krishna have absolutely nothing to do with the affectionate relationships between men and women in this material world. It is the complete supreme paramount of all spiritual understandings, where Krishna enjoys the love of himself in two parts, Radha and Krishna. Krishna is the supreme predominator, and Srimati Radharani is the supreme predominated. And therefore, anyone who wants to please Krishna must receive that bhakti from Srimati Radharani. Because absolutely nothing but Radha's love pleases Krishna. She is the unlimited ocean of all love. So if we want to please Krishna, there is only one way, according to the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. We must somehow or other get the favor of Srimati Radharani, by which she blesses us with a particle of her love. That is called bhakti. And when we have that bhakti, then whatever we do is pleasing to Krishna. Yat karoshi yad asnasi, yaj dohosi tapasiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusho madarvama. Krishna says, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, all charity you may perform, should be done as an offering to me. And what type of offering? Patram pushpam palam to yam yame bhakta prayachchati. It has to be an offering that is offered with devotion. And where do we get that devotion? We can only receive that devotion by the blessing of Srimati Radharani. There are so many wonderful examples of how Krishna by his own nature is subordinate or conquered by the love of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is Madan Mohan. He can enchant even the power of Cupid. Cupid is so powerful. Look how he has conquered this entire world. The entire human society meant for self-realization is simply running madly after the objects of the senses. The desire for sense gratification is so deeply rooted in people's hearts. They cannot live for a moment without either acting, thinking, or speaking for sense gratification. This is because they have all been conquered by Kamadev, the all-pervading conqueror of material existence. But Kamadev is conquered by the beauty and the qualities of Krishna. But bhakti is so powerful. And the source of all bhakti, the repository of all bhakti, Srimati Radharani, is Madan Mohan Mohini, which means Krishna is conquered by her. Sometimes, in this lila of spiritual love, which is only manifested in its full glory in the holy land of Vrindavan, we find that everything taking place is simply the loving affair between Radha and Krishna. All other living entities in the spiritual realm are simply accessories in this love affair. In order to make this loving relationship infinitely exciting, there is infinite variegatedness. Srimati Radharani expands herself into so many forms just to make her service to Krishna more and more and more exciting and pleasurable to him. Who is Lalita and Vishakha, Chitra, Rangadevi, Tungadevi, Sudevi, Champatlata, the eight Sakis? They are all directly expansions of Srimati Radharani herself. And they are all simply existing to make wonderful arrangements in her loving service to Sri Krishna. And in this way, the whole land of Vrindavan is simply acting according to this principle. Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. But Radharani is not an expansion. She is Krishna herself as his Ladini Shakti. Even Balaram, he manifests himself in so many forms within the holy Dham just to increase the pleasure of the relationships between Radha and Krishna. And that is the duty of the spiritual master as well. Simply to somehow or other bring souls to receive the blessings of bhakti and thus be a part of the paraphernalia of the loving lila of Radha and Krishna. So we can understand some drop from the ocean of the supreme significance and importance of Srimati Radharani in our lives. And it is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami how Krishna and Sri Radharani, they come together in one form. Krishna takes the love of Radha within his own heart and also her complexion and appears as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he comes to this world, or let us say, Radharani, who is the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes to this world to distribute her own love, her own bhakti, to anyone who will receive it. In this age of Kali Yuga, to understand the conjugal love affairs of Radha Krishna is very difficult. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very simple. By understanding his wonderful pastimes and how he is giving Krishna Prema, the exclusive property of Radharani, Krishna Prema, she is personally distributing profusely in this world in the form of Lord Chaitanya. And how to receive it? Simply by living according to the simple principles that he has taught and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing before the cart of Lord Jagannath, the beautiful Leela of Radha and Krishna was being manifested. Jagannath was Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Srimati Radharani, and as he was dancing, Lord Jagannath was completely captivated by his beauty and his love. And just to make sure that Jagannath was completely captured by his love, Lord Chaitanya went behind the cart, and Lord Jagannath would not move an inch. He couldn't bear the separation from seeing the beautiful expressions of love in the form of the dance of his beloved Srimati Radharani, who was expressing her prema through the form of Lord Gaurasundar. And then when he would come in front of the cart again, Lord Jagannath, with his eyes completely fixed and his heart overwhelmed, began to move. As Lord Chaitanya moved, Jagannath would move. When Lord Chaitanya would stop, Jagannath would stop, and no one could move him. This is the power of devotion. This is the power of the love of Sri Radha. Srila Prabhupada tells the story, as Rupa Goswami has told, how when Srimati Radharani wants to increase Krishna's pleasure, sometimes she becomes angry and she will not look at him, and he will fall at her feet. He will bathe her feet with his tears, and he will beg and plead. He will have no peace of mind until she bestows her loving smile upon him again. Krishna even becomes a beggar for the love of Srimati Radharani. There is a beautiful narration where once in the beautiful land of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and her associates created beautiful, beautiful flower arrangements in one of the kunjas, waiting for Krishna, who had promised to come at a certain time. But he did not come. So the associates of Sri Radharani went to see where he was. And let us say, in order to increase her pleasure, he was in a place he was not supposed to be. So, in order to increase his pleasure, she became very angry. She said, if Krishna comes, do not allow him in. So Krishna came to the kunja. Lalita, Vishakha were standing as guards. Radharani is very angry with you. You cannot come in. We will not allow you through the gate. So he was pleading and begging, but they would not allow. So he did not know what to do. He went to Jamuna and he was weeping. He was weeping. Understand this philosophical principle that without love, without devotion, Krishna can find no pleasure or happiness anywhere. He was rolling in the ground. At that time, Purnamasi approached him and said, what is the problem? He explained that I have made a big offense and a big mistake. What to do? So she called Brinda Devi. Brinda Devi said, oh, you have done very bad thing. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. And in this form of Krishna, you have made her very angry. So if you want to see her, you cannot go as Krishna. You have to take sannyas. You cut off your beautiful black hair, and you keep a shaved head. And you take off your beautiful yellow dhoti and you wear saffron. And you take off all your jewelry. And if she recognizes you with this blue complexion, she will not see you. So you take off this blue complexion and put on golden complexion. And she'll recognize if you have this threefold bending form. So you have to stand straight. And you give up this position of being the Lord of the universe and the Vrindavan Nath, the Lord of Vrindavan, and you become beggar. If you want her love, you have to beg for it. And she taught her a beautiful song to sing. She taught Krishna. So he went to the kunj and he was singing this beautiful song with begging bowl, begging that I am... Krishna is always captivated by the love of Sri Radharani, but now he has become a beggar begging for her love. So when the gopis saw this, he said, I want to beg from Srimati Radharani. So they brought her. They were thinking that perhaps he will be able to tell the future of when Krishna will come back to Radha. So they show your palm, he will see your palm. So Radharani, her life is only for Krishna. She will not allow anyone to see her except Krishna. So she covered her face with her cloth and she put out her hand. And Krishna, it's not that he had to shave his head and change. He just instantly became this sannyasi. So he said, I will not be able to tell your fortune unless I see your face. So she uncovered her face, and immediately he became Shamsundar Krishna. And she began to laugh, and she was very happy. And in this way, Krishna wanted to show the world how he is always very happy to beg for the love of Srimati Radharani. And anyone who Srimati Radharani gives her bhakti to, Krishna also begs for the love of his devotee. He becomes the servant of his devotee. The Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta is the most pure and complete. People who want material benedictions, they do not understand what life is for. Even people who want liberation, who want to become one with God, they do not understand. And even those who are devotees of Krishna, they have not properly understood what is possible. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani and Krishna in one form have given the world what is the highest aspiration. Gopi Bharatur Pada Kamala Yora Dasa 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 Anudasa. To become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis of Sri Radharani. And how is that possible? It can only be done by receiving the blessings in the form of the instructions of those divine representatives who are empowered by the Lord to give that blessing of bhakti. And therefore, simply to hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, if it is done in a proper spirit, will certainly purify our heart. But how to develop that proper spirit? This is what is very important, through service. Through every day, in a disciplined manner, chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra. What is the Maha Mantra? It is the sweet names of Radha and Krishna. Hare is Radharani, which means she steals the heart of Krishna, and Krishna means the all-attractive personality of Godhead. But we cannot properly approach Radha Krishna through the names unless we receive proper training. We must understand the basic principles by which to live. The basic principle is that we are not this material body. If we live according to the principle of trying to enjoy this material body, all of our other so-called spirituality is a hoax. It is not real or genuine. Within our parampara, it is explained that there are classes of what are called prakrita sahajyas. They are completely involved in only talking about the highest principles of the love affairs of Radha and Krishna, but they have no concern in coming above or beyond this bodily concept. They engage in so many activities of sense gratification, and therefore their so-called spirituality, instead of purifying them, pollutes them. We must attract the heart of Srimati Radharani by becoming the humble servant of the servant of the servant of her servants. Then only will she give us bhakti. And to do this, we must perform the tapasya of devotional service, putting aside our own selfish interests and working for the purpose of satisfying our guru and the Vaishnavas. If we perform our sadhana with great care and we treat the Vaishnavas with great care and we perform our particular service with great care, then Radha and Krishna will reveal in due course of time their loving pastimes to you. But if we try to understand by any other means, it is impossible. It is very much impossible. So Srila Prabhupada has come on behalf of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the most perfect and direct process of receiving bhakti through the disciplic succession from its original source of Srimati Radharani, by becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. One time in Vrindavan, not one time, so many times, devotees were so engrossed in so many types of service, sometimes very difficult service, sometimes bargaining in order to build temples. And around, so many others in Vrindavan were just hearing and chanting the glories of Radha and Krishna. And sometimes devotees, they would want to be like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, do not be a cheater. That is not the process. Working hard sincerely to serve the order of Guru and the Vaishnavas, that is the process of receiving the mercy of Radha and Krishna. And he also explained that the Rasleela, people like to talk about it and think about it, but they make practically no benefit because of so many misconceptions. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that this process of Harinam Sankirtan is none different than the Rasalila. If you are dancing and chanting with the devotees to the sound of Krishna's name, that is the process of real entrance into the Rasalila. So there is a systematic means that we must understand to approach this highest, most supreme realm of consciousness that is embodied in Vrindavan Dham. You see, the gopis, they are Krishna's lovers in the sense that they are all selflessly making arrangements for the loving relations of Radha and Krishna. But each and every one of them, Kaviraj Goswami explains, has absolutely no desire for personal gain or enjoyment. Absolutely not a trace. In fact, if you have the slightest tinge of any desire for personal enjoyment, you cannot approach Radha and Krishna directly. You have to go through a disciplic succession and by which someone who has such unflinching devotion can offer your service to Radha and Krishna. The gopis They are willing to go to hell for all of eternity to give Krishna one moment of relief from his headache. The gopis care nothing for their very lives. They only want to give pleasure to Krishna. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains this is a great contradiction, because they have zero desire for even relief of pain, what to speak of pleasure. But because of that consciousness, they are given a pleasure which is even greater than Krishna's himself. Krishna is so pleased by the ultimate selflessness of his devotees that he gives them a bliss that even he himself is longing to understand. So this is how we should follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Not by trying to imitate their position, which is unapproachable to us without their blessings. But we follow in their footsteps by trying to become completely selfless servants of the servants of their servants. To put aside our own ideas, our own conceptions, and our own pleasures, simply to give pleasure to Krishna's devotees, to our Guru and Krishna. This is the sublime process which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. Radhastami is the day when Srimati Radharani appears in this world. The Puranas explain how Srimati Radharani has appeared in different ways at different times. Radha and Krishna descend from Goloka Vrindavan once in every day of Brahma, which is every so many billions and billions of years. In each universe, but they are always appearing in some universe within material existence. So Srila Prabhupada tells a particular way in which Srimati Radharani appears in this world, as it is explained in the Padma Purana. It is explained that Maharaj Brishabhanu, he was a great king living in the land of Raval in Brijbhumi, and he wanted to perform a great yajna for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order for the yajna to begin properly, he personally had to plow the field in which the yajna would to take place. So as he was plowing the field, from the earth itself, this beautiful golden baby, Sri Radhika Rani, came from the ground. She was born from the earth itself. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Brishabhanu Maharaj took her back to his home, and there Kirtida, also sometimes known as Kalavati, and him, they raised her as daughter. There is another explanation of how she sometimes appears, that there are a chain of mountains called the Vindhya Mountains. And the Vindhya Mountains were thinking that the Himalayas were very fortunate, because from the Himalayas Parvati was born, and Parvati married Shiva. So Shiva was the son-in-law of the Himalayas. So the Vindhya Mountains performed great tapasya to Brahma, And they said, when asked for a benediction, that we want a son-in-law better than Shiva. So Brahma said, all right, you will have a son-in-law better than Shiva, which means first you have to have a daughter better than Parvati. So Radharani and Chandravali were born of the Vindhya Mountains. And they were born just 15 days after Krishna. And we understand that Kamsa assigned his rakshasas and demons to kill all the children born within so many days of Krishna. And the most terrible was Putana. She was expert at killing babies. So Putana kidnapped Chandravali and Radharani. And she was flying through the sky with them. At that time, the presiding deity of the Vindhya Mountains, they were performing great tapasya, and they approached a great sage to protect their daughter. So that sage put a curse on Putana, that if she does anything to these children, something very terrible will happen. So when she heard of this curse, she immediately dropped the children. And Radharani fell in the center of a lotus flower in the Jamuna River at Raval. And just a few moments later, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was going to the Jamuna to offer his worship and take his bath. And there in the center of this beautiful lotus, he saw the wonderful golden form of Srimati Radharani. And he brought her to his home. She would not open her eyes. But when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda came to see the new baby, when Krishna crawled up to her crib, then she opened her eyes to see him. She did not come to this world for any other purpose but engaging all of her senses for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the path of bhakti. To engage all of our senses for the pleasure of Krishna. So this wonderful temple of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir celebrates these wonderful festivals in the mood that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Simply by hearing the glories of the Lord, by becoming very humble, very dedicated to the mission of our Guru Maharaj, we are given entrance into the proper consciousness to chant the holy names. And when we chant the holy names in this spirit of service and humility, then through this process of Hari Kirtan alone, we receive the blessings of Radharani, and through those blessings, everything is revealed. All of our desires are perfectly fulfilled, and we can enter into the transcendental state of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.